Everything is inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who is the founder of Acharya International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Agyanatam Vananda Syangaranganasalakya, Chaksuranyaditam Yenatajmahi Sri Gadavyanamaha. Our topic today is, it's not too late. We've all been through seasons in which we felt like we lost time. We were in a relationship, we invested in it. It lasted for years and it just didn't work out. We lost those years. We weren't raised in a healthy environment. We didn't have the childhood that we should have had. It feels like we've lost our childhood. We came down with an illness or struggled with an addiction. Months passed, maybe years. It's time that we feel we can never recover. Feels like a total waste. However, our message tonight is that if you're keeping Krishna or God, the all-powerful Lord, the controller of time, first place, Krishna can make the rest of your life so fulfilling that you won't even think about what it is that you might have lost in the past. He's not just going to bring you out of that illness. He's going to restore the years that you spent taking the treatment. He's not only going to help you get over that person who walked out on you, he's going to bring you someone better. Your latter days will be better than your former days. In the natural, it should be too late. In the natural, you missed your chance. But Krishna is saying to you tonight, get ready. He's about to restore the years for those who keep him first place. He's about to make up for time that you missed with your children. He's not just going to restore the relationship, but he's going to restore the years. He's going to make it seem as if you had never lost that time in the first place. Susa Young Gates, in her 1930 biography of her father, Brigham Young, second president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints and first governor of the Utah Territory, she tells about this event in Mormon history. Just as the crops were giving promise of a much-needed harvest, swarms of crickets hovered over the plowed fields like a devastating army, darkening the earth for miles around, eating off every blade of grass and every growing thing. According to Gates, the pioneers tried everything to drive away the crickets, but to no avail. Eventually, they resorted to a three-day fast and prayer, which apparently yielded miraculous results. She writes, "And behold, a miracle. Rising from the borders of the lake appeared myriad snow-white gulls settling on the fields, black with millions of crickets. The gulls seized them and swallowed them up as if unable to fully gorge themselves. And when their crops were full, the birds would hop over to a ditch, a bank, or a convenient hillock, and then vomit what they'd eaten, then return again to feed on the countless crickets. The people stood in awe at this apparently direct answer to their prayer. Alas, the Mormons were saved by the seagulls' ravenous appetites for the crickets. Like them, sometimes you reach points in your life when you feel like you've sowed, you've weeded, you've cultivated, you've watered, and just as your harvest is about to bear fruit, it gets eaten by the crickets. You've been doing the right thing, but the crickets keep showing up just at the wrong time. This is a message for you today. Krishna is saying he knows that it hasn't been fair. He sees what didn't work out. He sees what's been stolen. And he's telling you today, he's not just going to stop the crickets. He's not just going to give you a good harvest this season, but he's going to restore the years that were stolen. He's going to give you this season's harvest and several more bumper crops in the future. That's how amazing Krishna is. He's going to make up for the years that you lost. He's keeping a record of everything that slipped through your fingers. He knows what you didn't get. He saw you working hard, raising those children, making sacrifices, and they haven't yet turned out as they should. He saw you taking the treatment, keeping a good attitude, praising him when it wasn't improving, thanking him when you didn't get well. He saw you struggling with the addiction, trying to beat it, going to counseling, quoting the promises, but it still hasn't changed. Your harvest hasn't yet come. Don't worry, it's on the way. When it comes, Krishna's not going to just free you, just heal you, just turn your children around. He's going to restore the years that you've lost. You're going to still get a harvest from all those years you prayed, all those years you believed, those years you did the right thing, you worked hard, you helped others. That harvest has been stored up in a big warehouse for you. It's described in the Mahabharata. Ashwatthama, the friend of the evil-minded Duryodhana, wanted to exterminate the race of the Pandavas, the pious, righteous friends of Krishna. So there was one surviving member of the Pandava family who was within the womb of his mother, Uttara. His name was Parikshit. So Ashwatthama threw a weapon of fire, which was directed towards the embryo in the womb of Uttara, and it consumed that embryo, burned up the child Parikshit. However, the all-powerful Lord, as you can see from this slide, who is present everywhere, inside the womb and outside the womb, counteracted the effect of that fire weapon and restored the body of Parikshit back to life. Not only that, Parikshit saw, he got the darshan of the Supreme Lord before his birth, even within the womb of his mother. Ever after, he was a pure devotee. He got his name Parikshit, which means the examiner, because having seen Krishna in the womb, the only thing he ever wanted to do again was to see Krishna a second time. Ashwatthama thought that the weapon burned his enemy's child within the womb, but he didn't count on the fact that Krishna or God has a final say. He restored the body of the child, made it whole even after the fire weapon burned. When Krishna resets the time, you're going to be more fulfilled than you've ever been in the past. Healthier, stronger, more energetic. You're going to have better relationships than you've ever dreamed. Overflow with blessings, overflow with joy, overflow with favor. Krishna sees the years that you've lost. He knows the pain, the hurt, what wasn't fair. The beauty of God is that he doesn't just heal the wounds. He restores the years. He makes up for what wasn't fair. You may right now feel like you're in one of those lost years. The pandemic has slowed your business, put your dreams on hold. You're dealing perhaps with an illness. A child is off course. You've invested so much, but now it just looks like it was wasted. The crickets came and ate up all of your harvest. Stay encouraged. Payback is coming. Krishna God is keeping the records. He knows how to not just restore you, but how to restore the years that were stolen, the years that were unfair, the years that were lonely, the years that you struggled with that depression. When the Pandavas, as we read in the Mahabharata, were down on their luck, enduring 13 years of exile, the last year of which they were disguised in the kingdom of Bharata, Lord Krishna came to visit them in their exile. These words I'll describe to you. The Pandavas gazed at Lord Krishna. They marveled at how, although he was the supreme Lord of the entire creation, he had accepted the role of a human being and was now playing the part of their relative and friend. Krishna arrived and inquired after their welfare. Yudhisthira, the eldest brother of the Pandavas, said, "We are well, O Krishna, but tell me, we're hiding in disguise here in this remote kingdom of Bharat. How did you manage to track us down?" And Krishna smiled and he said, "You cannot cover fire. Fire is visible even when it's covered. Be blessed. May you grow in prosperity as a fire in a cave gradually grows and spreads itself around." After spending some time with the Pandavas, Krishna stood and left quietly. The Pandavas sat for some time, thinking about the visit they just had from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Naturally, they were heartened by his show of support and encouragement. As a fruit of their meditation, they felt sure that the 13 years of their exile would be restored to them and they would regain their kingdom in Hastinapur. When Krishna restores the years, as he did with the Pandavas, you're not going to look like what you've been through. When Krishna makes up for what should have been yours, nobody's going to know that you were in exile. Nobody's going to tell that you had that loss, those bad breaks. Why? Because you'll be so blessed, so happy, so healthy, that none of that wear and tear will show on you. And what was that? That was Krishna restoring the years that were lost. Krishna knows how to make up for what should have been yours. Just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean that it's never going to happen. It's being stored up. Sooner or later, Krishna's going to release some of those stored up blessings. And when he releases and restores the years, you'll see increase that you've never seen before. You'll see blessings that will catapult you ahead, divine connections, people than you've ever imagined. Those crickets may have eaten up your crop, so to speak. They may have taken your harvest. But here's the good news. It's only temporary. Keep a good attitude and everything that belongs to you is coming back. Double the health, double the freedom, double the promotion, double the joy, double the victory. And it's not coming back like it was. When Krishna restores the years, your joy will overflow. You'll have an abundance of opportunity, of resources, an abundance of good health. Right now, I'll grant, it may seem like Krishna's forgotten about you. Maybe you're starting to accept that you'll always struggle, always be at a disadvantage, always have that trouble at work. No, your time is coming. Krishna is saying, I have heard my devotees chant my holy names, and I am coming down to deliver them. There will be a time when Krishna says, that's it, enough is enough. I'm coming down to vindicate my devotees, to heal them, to promote them, to pay them back for what they are owed. Krishna is not limited by what you don't have, by who's against you, by how powerful the sickness looks. Because nothing can stand against our God. When he comes down to deliver you, all the forces of darkness cannot stop it. Time becomes sort of a movie strip. We can only live in one frame of that movie strip at a time. The frame that we call now. Krishna can see all the frames at once. He can see everything in one place. He can copy, he can edit, he can splice scenes from the past into the film to bring a better outcome in the future. Maybe, for instance, you did all the groundwork in the past, but it didn't happen when you expected it to happen. It didn't happen when you felt it should happen. What was that? Krishna wanted you to be more mature. He wanted you to be more prepared to shoulder the outcome. Once you learn the lessons that he wanted you to learn, then suddenly the position opens up. Suddenly the dream comes to pass. Suddenly the temple gets built. You didn't see it coming. You thought it was history. Krishna had been keeping the records. Key is, don't focus on how big your obstacles are. Focus on how big your God is. He flung the stars into space. He spoke worlds into existence. He's saying to you what he said to others. I'm coming down to deliver you. I'm coming down to make things happen that you couldn't make happen on your own. I'm coming down to restore the years that you've lost. He's keeping the records of what you're owed, of the times that you've done the right thing, but the crickets ate up your harvest. You did your best, but you didn't get promoted. The loan didn't go through. The anxiety didn't go away. But in spite of that, you kept on believing. You kept on praising the Lord. You kept on being good to others. If you've been honoring him by chanting his holy names, then your time is coming. He loves all of his children, but he gives special favor to those who praise Him with His holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Krishna is storing up the harvest that should have been yours. It seems like the crickets are eating it, but the truth is, what Krishna has for you is still en route. The joy that should have been yours, the years that you were dealing with that depression, still coming. The resources that should have been yours, those years that were overlooked, they're still on the way. The healing, the good relationships, the victory that you missed out on, it is still out there in your future. Would you agree with me? Dreams are important in our lives. In the words of Eugene Peterson, quote, they organize the present and direct its energies to future fulfillments. For instance, no one ever becomes president without first dreaming of being president. No one ever goes to medical school without first envisioning oneself going there. No one builds a house without first getting a picture of it in their mind and then onto the paper. No one climbs the highest mountain without having dreamed of doing so. Being created in the image of God suggests many things. One of which it suggests is that we have the ability to envision and imagine a better world in the here and now, as well as the world of transcendence beyond time and space. We have the power to dream of a more fulfilling, God-centered life. We have the capability of visualizing ourselves doing great things. On the other hand, a person who has no dreams is in serious trouble. Without a dream, there's no direction, no motivation, no passion. A people or a nation without a common vision is a nation headed for disaster. When your vision for the future is seriously impaired by natural catastrophes like the virus, when you're scared and you need some encouragement, remember, first of all, that Krishna or God is sovereign. He's in control. The virus is not a surprise to Krishna. You need to remember, when our world seems to be falling apart, when the car breaks down for the third time this week, when we get laid off at work, when a harvest we were working on gets eaten by the crickets, He's still on the throne. Second thing to remember is that Krishna, God, has a promising future for us. No matter how bad the plague is, Krishna has good things in store for His devotees. He promises health will be restored, the crickets will leave, and the harvest will be abundant. The pandemic will not last forever. No matter how bad a situation may be for us, we have a future filled with promise. There are no limits to the things that we can do with Krishna or God's help. There's no mountain we cannot climb, no problem we cannot solve, no injury we cannot cure. And when we depend on Krishna's strength, anything is possible. We have a future filled with promise because Krishna or God is part of that future. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Everybody has their own version with the cricket plague, isn't it? It might be the death of a loved one, the onset of a serious illness, loss of your job, failure to make the cheerleading squad, to get the lead in the school musical, get into the college of your choice. Any of these things can knock us down. None of them are fatal. They hurt, no mistake about that. But the damage they do isn't permanent. We are eternal spirit souls, part and parcel of God. We are not slain when the body is slain. We cannot be cut, we cannot be burned, we cannot be withered, we cannot be dry. Not even death can keep God from doing what is best for us. Krishna is sovereign no matter what. We have a future filled with promise. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, of subduers, I am time. And those who live God-centered life by chanting His holy names are never bewildered during difficult times. They know that the all-powerful Krishna subdues illness, subdues viruses, subdues critics, subdues the enemies, subdues death itself. Devotees know that Krishna or God can restore the years, make up for lost time. He's going to restore opportunities that you've missed, relationships that are not what they should be. He's going to restore the years his devotees lost by not making good decisions, giving in to compromise. Why? Because he's the God of restoration. Now stop living in regrets, thinking that you've missed your season, thinking that it's too late to accomplish your dreams, too late to have a good relationship with your family. There's too much water under the bridge. Krishna knew in advance that you would make mistakes. Nevertheless, he's not only going to just redeem you, he's going to redeem the time. He's going to give you another chance. Don't believe those lies. You're too old. You've made too many mistakes. You wouldn't be here today hearing this message if Krishna wasn't about to restore the years, if he wasn't about to make up for the harvest that you missed. You may have missed opportunities, missed relationships. They were there, but at the time you were distracted. You weren't focused. They passed you by. Not to worry. Krishna can turn back time, can make it circle around, come across your path again. He's about to bring things across your path that should have happened years ago. You missed it the first time, but he's going to give you another chance. How's he going to do that? He's going to turn back time. In 1920, in Calcutta, India, our spiritual master at the time was known as Abhay, and his friend, Naran, were escorted into the presence of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, who was sitting on a rooftop enjoying the early evening atmosphere with a few disciples and guests. Bhakti Siddhanta was sitting with his back very straight. He was tall, slender, his arms were long, his complexion was fair and golden. He wore round bifocals with simple frames. His nose was sharp, his forehead broad, and his expression was very scholarly, yet not at all timid. The vertical markings of Vaishnav Tilak on his forehead were similar to those on the forehead of Abhay, as were the simple sannyasi robes that draped over his right shoulder, leaving the other shoulder and half his chest bare. He wore the tulsi neck beads, and the clay Vaishnav markings of Tilak were visible at his throat, shoulder, and upper arms. A clean white brahminical thread was looped around his neck and draped across his chest. Abhay and Naran, having both been raised in Krishna conscious families, immediately bowed down at the sight of the revered Swami. While the two men were still rising and preparing to sit, before any preliminary formalities of conversation had begun, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta said immediately to them, "You are educated young men, why don't you preach the message of Krishna consciousness throughout the entire world?" Now Abhay had been brought up in a Krishna conscious family. He had never forgotten the teachings of Lord Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. His family had always worshipped Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta was promoting the very, very same mission. As Bhaktisiddhanta worshipped Krishna, Abhay had also worshipped Krishna throughout his life and had never forgotten him. Now he was swept up in the Gandhian Free India movement and in his college studies. He had never forgotten Krishna consciousness of his youth. And now he was astounded to hear the Vaishnav Krishna conscious philosophy presented so masterfully. Despite his involvement in college, marriage, children, the national movement, and other affairs, he had never forgotten Krishna. And now Bhaktisiddhanta was stirring up within him that original Krishna consciousness. By the words of his spiritual master, not only was he remembering Krishna, but in a moment, he felt that his Krishna consciousness was being multiplied 1,000 times, 1,000,000 times. What had been unspoken in Abhay's boyhood, what had been vague in his teenage years, what he had been distracted from in college, what he had been protected in by his father now surged forth from Abai in responsive feelings, and he liked it. He wanted to keep it. Abai and his friend spent 2 hours listening to Bhaktisiddhanta on that rooftop in Calcutta in 1920. When they left, they walked down the stairs and out into the street. The night was dark. Here and there, there was a street light burning, a few open shops. Abai pondered in great satisfaction what he had just heard. He now felt himself less a Gandhian, less a nationalist, and more a follower of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati. He also thought it would have been better if he were not married with a business and children, because this great personality was asking to preach. He could have immediately joined, but he was too entangled, and to leave his family would be an injustice. But walking away, his friend Narayan turned to Abai and said, "Abai, what was your impression? What did you think of him?" Abai said, "He's wonderful. The message of Krishna and Lord Chaitanya is in the hands of a very expert person." And Prabhupada said, "I accept him as my guru immediately, not officially, but in my heart I was thinking that I had met my eternal spiritual master." And Prabhupada never forgot the instructions of his spiritual master. Decade after decade after decade after decade went by, during which he had to maintain his family, engage in business pursuits to support them. And finally, when he was 70 years old, he set out for America. His friends, his well-wishers, his co-religionists all tried to discourage him. Cross the board, they said, "It's too late. You're too old. You've lost too much time. You've missed the chance." And of course, in the natural, they were right. But we worship a supernatural God who can make up for the time lost, who can turn the clock back. He can edit and paste throughout the past and the present. And the fact is that all those years that passed between Prabhupada receiving the order in 1920 and executing it 45 years later in 1965, that delay of 45 years did not decrease Prabhupada's chances of success. By Krishna's arrangement, the timing, 1965, of his arrival to America, see where I'm going, was perfect. Prabhupada arrived in America at exactly the right time. He was exactly the right age. He had exactly the bona fides the youth of the counterculture were seeking. He had exactly the right medicine to negate the promiscuity, drug abuse, and disillusionment. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna knows how to turn back the time. It's not too late for you to start your mission. Not too late to have good relationships. Not too late for you to accomplish your God-centered dreams. Krishna is about to put you at the right time, at the right place, with the right persons. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He can make things happen that you couldn't make happen on your own. That time you lost being at odds with people that you love, Krishna can restore those years. That time you spent fighting the illness, not being able to go to work, putting your dreams on hold, Krishna is about to turn back the clock, make up for what should have been yours. Those crickets may have eaten your harvest. They may have delayed some things. The good news is Krishna keeps the records. He's going to pay you back. He's going to restore those years of harvest that you missed out on. You may feel it's too late to accomplish your dreams, too late to get your degree, too late to write that book, too late to overcome that obstacle. If you just knew then what you know now, then you would have stayed in school. You would have raised the children differently. You would have started that business if you had just had the time. Well, Krishna is going to do for you what he did for others. He's going to freeze time so you can finish what you started, It's going to help you accomplish what you could have accomplished in an earlier season of life. It's not going to let you miss your destiny. You're not running out of time. Time is on your side because time is God. And God is Krishna. He controls time. He's not limited by a clock, by a calendar, by an age, by a millennium, or by a year. This is our chance to step up to a new level. This is our chance to break that addiction, our chance to go back to school, our chance to make our marriage great. Krishna is able to cause you to accomplish more in less time, make you more effective, more productive, more insightful, more loving, more sensitive, more skilled, more compassionate. There is going to be greater favor on your life. Now, don't sit back and think, I've waited too long, I'm too old, don't have the experience, the training, or the discipline. No, this is a window where Krishna is going to freeze time, give you the opportunity to finish what you started. My father graduated high school just as World War II broke out. His elder brother and sister had already gotten college degrees, but the timing wasn't right for him. He went to war, came home, got married, and then he got a job to support his wife and me and my brother. His dream was always to go to college, like his brother and elder sister. Decades and decades went by. His two sons grew up, left the nest. He never forgot his dream. He enrolled at the University of Pittsburgh as an undergraduate and took night courses and finally got his bachelor's degree when he was 72 years old. Krishna knows how to freeze things until you accomplish what he put in your heart. It may seem like you're running out of time. Krishna wouldn't have planned out your days. He wouldn't have given you a destiny and then not have given you the time to fulfill it. It may seem like it's too late. It may seem like you've missed your season. If you were to have pursued that dream 20 years ago, it would have worked then. If you would have invested back then in your marriage, your business, your children, back then you could have accomplished it. No, it's not too late. There is still time. I wonder what would happen if you said today, Krishna, cause the sun to stand still. I need more time with my children. I didn't know back then what I know now. I need more time to build that temple. More time to accomplish my dream. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama, Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, you said you would restore the years I've lost. I'm not running out of time. Krishna, time is on my side. Krishna, you are time. You put everything in my heart that can still come to pass. All those harvests that the crickets got are going to circle around. What belongs to you is about to show up. Krishna is about to restore the years that were stolen. Just keep in first place. You are going to see favor like you've never seen, healing, freedom, breakthroughs, promotion, the fullness of your destiny in this life and in the next life. Go back to home, back to God. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.